6 months ago, a gunman killed 18 people and wounded more than a dozen others at a bowling alley and a bar in Lewiston, Maine. Unlike some businesses that are demolished or shuttered after mass shootings, the bowling alley has reopened. As Susan Sharon of Maine Public Radio reports, hundreds of people turned out to show their support.
We did it.
Thank you for everything.
Yeah.
There were hugs and tears and counselors on hand as owners Justin and Samantha Jarray welcomed everyone to the newly refurbished Just-in-Time Recreation.
Thank you for having us.
Come on in.
Thank you for opening.
It's a pretty good ball there, right? Let's throw that again. We'll try it with a couple different balls.
John Robinson and his 18-year-old son Colin wasted no time getting back into the swing of things with bowling practice. John is a volunteer bowling coach who says they wanted to be here to honor their friends who were killed.
We lost one of our youth coaches, tremendous Smith. Coach Bob was a tremendous guy and a very integral part of our youth bowling community.
Bob Violette and his wife Lucy were both killed, along with six others at the bowling alley. Robinson says his son Colin and his wife Jen were here the night of the shootings. Jen's not ready to come back. And Robinson says Colin continues to struggle with the tragedy. But when he bowls, he makes a point of remembering those who are lost.
We don't have it on right now, but when he bowls in competition, we have a Lewiston Strong wristband. Every time he throws a strike, he holds that up.
Everyone has a different way of processing their trauma from the shootings caused by a man who later killed himself, leaving the town in grief. For manager Tom Ghiberti, the return to work has come in stages. He first came back after he was released from the hospital. He was shot in both legs, but not before he was able to get multiple children to safety through a back door.
The hero word was thrown out there, and I just don't accept that. I don't, you know, I hate that word. I don't feel myself in that. And, you know, I'm glad I was at the right place at the right time. I was here for a reason.
While he was recovering, Ghiberti says the hardest part was not being able to attend his friends' and co-workers' funerals. But he's grateful to be back and to see the bowling alley renovations, new flooring, paint, and a brand new scoring system.
There's been a big change here, so that's been really nice to be able to see and be able to kind of let go. And I think that's what today's going to do. It's going to kind of like close one door, open the next one to be able to move on.
So, to Justin and Sam and their resilience, please help me welcome them today.
At a ribbon-cutting ceremony attended by state and local dignitaries, Justin and Samantha Jarray said they couldn't have gotten to this point alone.
I just want to thank everybody for coming here and supporting us. If we didn't have all of you, then we definitely wouldn't have been able to open our doors back up.
You're the reason. This is why. This is why we decided to reopen right here.
Justin has previously said they would not let the tragedy define them. And with the reopening, he and hundreds of others showed that they will not. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon in Lewiston, Maine.